This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy and Annie are in Kennedy's living room, being socially distant from one another and from everybody else. The South Shore annex of the show is in Quincy. We want to welcome in Dr. Sal. Listen, President Trump has Dr. Fauci. We have Dr. Sal. He's a fan of the show, and he called in last week and was just sharing some really good information about testing, and we asked him to come back on the show. Not only do we ask him to come back on the show, but we now have his own special open.
We here at the Carson and Kennedy program try to stay abreast of all the changes in our world and bring that information to you. However, let's be honest, none of us went to medical school, nor did we stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Thankfully, we found a professional who did at least one of those things. Please welcome Dr. Sal.
Good morning, Dr. Sal.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
You're officially a part of the show now. You have your own open.
Yeah. Excellent. I do want to correct you. I did not go to medical school. I'm a PhD scientist, not a medical doctor.
Good enough.
Yeah.
You're still wicked smart. That's all that matters.
None of us went to medical school is the understatement of the century.
Don't break my intro with your facts. Doctor.
All right. So, Sal, let me ask you this question. And we have a lot of questions that have come in over the past week after you were on the show. And you can text in your question at 617-931-1234. And one of the questions that came in was, is this spreading more among men or women? Does it discriminate by sex?
Well, you know, it's really to start off with overall, we still don't know a lot about the virus because it's relatively new in humans here in the United States. But the CDC does not recognize a difference between male and female as far as how it spreads.
I gotcha. Kennedy, you had a couple of questions that were sent in?
Oh, I know. Someone was asking about false positives or false negatives. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. So since December when the virus impacted Wuhan, China, you know, that's really the timeline for our experience with testing. I would say we're more focused here in the U.S. on false negatives than false positives, and that's because of the way the test is collected. So it's a nasal pharyngeal swab, so you actually have to go into the nasal pharyngeal cavity. So you need to make sure that they're going, you know, a lot of people say when they've had the specimen collected, they were digging in my brain. So if they just went into your nostril, they didn't go in deep enough. So that could create that we didn't have the right sample. And that could create a false positive. But that doesn't mean the test isn't accurate. It's the quality of the specimen.
Can you get reinfected?
So, you know, that I did see that question. And, you know, I think that the question's twofold, right? So let's say you're COVID-19 positive now. And then 2 months from now, you know, could I get reinfected? Or is it that, you know, could I get reinfected from a year from now? So unfortunately, we really don't have the answer on that yet because it's still new and it's emerging. And because it's only been, you know, in humans, to the best of our knowledge, for a few months, we're not able to answer that yet.
Mm. Annie has a question, Carson.
Dr. Sell, I feel like I've read a couple different things about if you're not showing symptoms, but you can still be contagious. And that just kind of confuses me because if I'm carrying it, but I'm showing absolutely no symptoms and say I bump into someone or I, you know, I touch something that Kennedy has touched, even though we're disinfecting every single thing in this house. But I don't really understand how you can not show any symptoms, but still be contagious. Like, how does that work?
Well, it's hard to grasp, and there are, you know, we're seeing hundreds of individuals come in and get testing, and we're talking to them and we're hearing from them, and most people have some form of symptom. Now, you think about the time when this is impacting the U.S., right? It's cold season, it's allergy season, the trees are budding. You don't really know what is a symptom or what isn't a symptom. But yes, there are some people that are saying, I had no symptoms. Our observation has been, that the younger, the 18s and the 19-year-olds are saying, well, you know, I got tested because, you know, I was in a club and someone said that they were, you know, they were positive or something like that. But I really wasn't, you know, I really didn't have any symptoms. But they're coming back positive. So it is a possibility.
It's Carson and Kennedy. We're talking to Sal. Kennedy, you had a question?
I do. It's one of the things I was thinking to do with writing letters to people mm-hmm. while I'm sitting here doing nothing, because it's so nice to get something in the mail that isn't a bill. But should I do that or not?
Writing letters.
As my hands get on them, I don't know that I can Clorox paper.
Yeah, it goes to the bigger question of how long does it live on surfaces? Like when our groceries show up, my wife is now sanitizing everything that we get from the store, the milk carton, everything.
I used a Clorox wipe on the box of Clorox wipes this morning. It's like Inception.
So meta.
So I think the easy answer is you can never practice too much hygiene. So the good thing about the family of coronaviruses is that most typical household cleansing products will eliminate the virus. So, you know, opening up mail, there's research now that shows it can live on a plastic or a laminate countertop for up to 3 days. Mm. But remember, right, this is a virus. Yep. It's actually not alive, right? It's not bacteria. It's viral. It actually lives inside a host cell. So, you know, if you open your mail and you write letters and you touch things, you wash your hands.
Yeah.
Never let your guard down. Just always continue to use amazing.
All right. One more question before we let you go. How long after someone who has tested positive for the coronavirus and then gets better, are they still contagious?
So that is a very important question. And I know I'm not giving you a lot of concrete answers today, but you're asking those questions that everyone is inquiring about. We're seeing it go all over the place. So we're seeing individuals that test positive 7 days after symptoms and then fall off negative at day 12. And then we're seeing some people continue to test positive at day 20 and day 21.
Wow.
So it's still unknown yet. And I think even for individuals that don't have the symptoms, follow the CDC guidelines. And make sure that if you're being advised to stay in isolation until you get a negative test result, follow that recommendation.
All right. And before you go, one more, because we're getting lots of great questions. Intestinal issues, is that a thing with the coronavirus?
So, you know, it was believed in the beginning not to, but we are seeing that more and more people are saying they have a form of a GI bug. And sometimes that's their only symptom, which they assume they didn't have the virus, but it's definitely coming up more as we're inquiring with our patients that they did have some type of GI bug.
Wow,
and they're testing positive.
That's really interesting and fantastic information, Sal. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes. If we can, maybe plan on getting you back next week again. Okay.
You bet. You know my number.
All right. Talk to you
Thanks,
soon.
Sal.
Take care. Bye bye.
He's fantastic.
I love that guy.
Yeah, just so much good information, right?
I'm not changing the intro.
You're not what? Changing the intro?
I'm not changing his intro.
No, absolutely not.
He went to medical school. That's
in my head, of course.
We here at the Carson and Kennedy program try to stay abreast of all the changes in our world and bring that information to you.
However, let's be honest. None of us went to medical school, nor did we stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Thankfully, we found a professional who did at least one of those things. Please welcome Dr. Sal.
We'll just assume he lives in a hotel.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.